Told you that I'm into Wiz Khalifa's.
You're into the Wiz Khalifa's?
I've been into Wiz Khalifa's.
High Mystery.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to another episode of High Mystery.
Hello.
You know, it's a podcast where we smoke weed, talk about mysteries.
Yes.
We never fail at those two things.
Yes.
We always come through at that. I'm Colin.
I'm Tristan.
I'm Holly.
And I'm Robert.
We're the gang of High Mystery.
Good job, us.
Today we've got a couple friends here in the audience.
Yay!
Yo, audience! Today we're going to be smoking from another special product. I saw the creator of the Dipper at the High Times Cannabis Cup, and he was nice enough to hook it up with some of the accessories for the Dipper that I already had. And he told me, you know, rep the product and connect with us, and we'll put it online. His name's Matt Watson. He's actually the inventor and creator of the Dipper.
It's a pretty cool title you got there, Matt.
The Dipper's for you to enjoy, you know, your concentrates or whatever. You just dip it down into your concentrate or whatever, and it's just good to go.
Yeah, it's like a handheld portable dab machine.
And it's got a lock, you know, you got to tap it 5 times. It automatically locks again if you don't do it yourself after a certain amount of time. It's got a temperature control. You can set it on 3 different temperatures. And then you can also change out a bunch of the different heads and things like that. So you can smoke straight up flower. You can actually contain a large amount of wax so that you can, like, smoke it on the go.
Nice.
And just, like, have basically a vape pen at that point.
So multifunctional.
It's very versatile and gets the job done. And the guy who made it is also really cool.
Good job, Matt.
Yeah.
You did it.
You did it,
Matt.
You
invented a thing that is good.
You brought joy upon the world.
Your technology can only be used for good.
That's right.
You've made it so much easier for us to get high. Thank you, Matt. And then I've also got a blunt, King Palm, filled with Jack Herrera and divorce cake.
I saw that one and I was like, oh, that's sad. But I mean, if you're gonna get divorced, at least you're getting cake.
Yeah,
probably
true.
A lot of people too, by the time that they get the divorce, it's at least one party member is usually like, oh, finally. So it is reason to celebrate.
Well, there you go. So yeah, and then we've got lots of blunts on the table.
I also have a blunt. I made a mistake last time when I said that something was going to be like mentholy, and then it wasn't.
You keep on apologizing.
This one is. This one is the Tropical Breeze. So I remembered that, but then I failed at remembering what weed is in it. So. You asking too much of me, one or the
too
other.
Too much. You should have known better. I've got a King Palm over here that's got some Sunset Sherbet and mixed keef throughout. In a King Palm wrap. I think I said that already.
Nice. Yeah.
I've got this Tahoe OG wrapped in a high hemp wrap. I don't know the flavor.
Tahoe OG flip.
I think it's the Maui Tango or Maui Mango or Tango Mango or Maui Wowie.
Mm-hmm. Those all sound like different flavors of rats.
It's something that rhymes. We're pretty sure about that much. Today, the mystery is the mystery of the Eileen Moore Lighthouse Keeper's disappearance.
Bye!
In December of 1900, 3 men who were stationed at a lighthouse mysteriously went missing.
They gone. They ghosted. Literally.
And so we'll take it all the way back to where this island first, you know, started out. The Eileen Moore Lighthouse is situated on the Flannan Isles off the coast of Scotland. The main island where the lighthouse is located is a small 17.5 acre island. And we'll have pictures of the island and stuff on the Instagram. I've got it, like, rolling through for everybody to check out.
Mm-hmm. It's glorious. It's been really nicely curated.
It's a slideshow I'm pretty proud of. I worked pretty hard on it.
I mean, if I owned the island, I'd be pretty stoked. It seems cool. Like, I mean, there's no trees or anything, but I feel like they could have planted some trees.
I mean, if this was a history class, I feel like I'd definitely get an A.
Oh, yeah.
In the 7th century, where the island gets its name is from the Irish saint Flannan.
Of course, yes.
Apparently, he and some of his followers lived there for a time and built a stone church, which still stands. It's the only, like, ancient human building that still exists on the island.
And for people who haven't seen the picture, I've seen it. This stone building is a hut at the best. Like, when I think of churches, I think of, like, beautiful architect. These are just stones piled in a rectangle and then, like, a roof of stones.
Yes. It doesn't look like you couldn't get much more than a handful of people in there, for sure.
you've got like 8 parishioners, maybe.
It was actually nicknamed the doghouse by the men who kept the lighthouse running, so.
When you first showed it to me, before you said what it was, I was like, oh, like a tomb thing. Like, there's someone buried in there for sure.
Well, I mean, to be fair, a lot of churches do have a lot of people buried inside.
Common
practice. So maybe there is, who knows? But at any rate, that's all that remains of St. Flannan's followers on the island. They soon abandoned the island.
Sorry, do you know what he was the saint for? Like, a patronage saint of, like...
He was just a saint in the sense that you, like, go and become part of the sainthood. Does that make sense?
That does.
Like, I'm sure he has a few things, but I don't know. He's got a day in December where you're supposed to, like, feast or something, but...
Oh, so he was all about grubbing. I'm down. He had a cheat day is what it was.
He's the patron saint of cheat days.
Yes. Flanagan!
But when his people abandoned the island, they left with a reputation for the island being unlucky, full of bad spirits, and there were tales of giant birds and tiny men who terrorized the people living there.
Oh, my.
Oh.
Yeah. So basically the island got a reputation for being a shitty place.
Just, were they tiny men in comparison to the giant birds?
Is this just a case of mistaken perspective?
Yeah, size is relative, sir.
Were the birds just really close to the person and the really far?
And they're old-timey and stupid and they don't understand?
We could chalk up a lot of our mysteries to old-timey stupidness, to be fair.
God, people were dumb.
Were?
Oh.
Fair.
I feel like we're getting political. In the late 19th century, there were a bunch of shipwrecks in the area, and so that's what prompted the need for the erection of the lighthouse. They decided to build a 22.6-meter or 74-foot lighthouse. The planned build was 2 years. It ended up taking them a full 4 years. The clerk of works died of natural causes during the build. And Billy the Horse, who was used for a lot of the construction...
Oh, Billy the Horse.
Died. Don't say it!
When he was being craned back off of the island...
He made it. All
he struggled in his straps and fell into the sea.
He made it through the whole building of the...
Yep.
Oh, Billy Horse.
Oh, Billy Horse.
Were there, like, reasonings behind the original, like, shipwrecks? Were there, like... stories of, like, sirens luring them into, like, the rocks, or there was just, like...
I'm sure there were, but most of it was just a practical, like, hey, there's lots of rocks around this island, and the seas get choppy, and so...
boats go through that place a lot?
Yeah, exactly. It's a common shipping lane, and there's reasons to be up there or whatever. It's on the way to important parts of Scotland. It's the Western Isles, so...
For sure.
There's a good amount of traffic going through. Liz being such a noisy dog today, isn't he? Oh, he got you wound up, boy. So by 1899, the lighthouse was finally built, despite all the negative things that happened. The lighthouse was regularly manned by a 4-man team, with one man always on 2 weeks of leave. So basically there's three men on the island at any given time with a fourth person who's in rotation to be coming back in 2 weeks.
Gotcha. Right.
Yeah. Which sounds like an all right deal to me. I mean,
yeah, right.
Is it paid leave?
I don't know.
Because that is a good deal.
We're talking about 19th century.
I need
so.
To know, do they have health benefits? Can I apply to this?
Yeah, every other month, basically, you get, I guess every 2 months you get...
every 6 weeks, you get 2 weeks off. You
pretty
know.
Sweet.
Yeah. You get 2 full weeks to do whatever you want. It's not too bad. It's
then,
a lot more vacation than most Americans get.
Right?
And then the work you are doing is you're chilling in a lighthouse.
Just make sure it's on.
Right? Yeah.
Sit, read a book, play an instrument. We don't care. Just be there.
Yeah, it's a pretty chill job by all standards.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you just got to make sure that light stays on when it needs to be on. Let's see. The three men who were stationed on the island at the time, the men who end up inevitably going missing, are James Ducat, Donald MacArthur, and Thomas Marshall. And they'll pop
and
up
they look exactly like Beth and Colin when they're like 20.
I'm using my laptop to, you know, show my little slideshow. It'll come up soon. But those three men are the ones stationed there. In 1900, on December 15th, Captain Holman of the steamer Arctur noticed that the light was out. He reported this to the Cosmopolitan Line Steamers, the CLS headquarters.
They had one job to do.
One job.
To report the outage. But as Lighthouse Digest reports...
What? They have a Lighthouse Digest?
Yes.
Oh, it's a weekly.
Tell you when all the Lighthouse TV shows are going on.
What's new in lighthouses? Just imagine a guy standing in front of a lighthouse with his hands up.
The newest Lighthouse Digest.
Yeah. But as Lighthouse Digest reports, CLS failed to notify the Northern Lighthouse Board because...
Because,
quote, other more pressing matters caused it to escape from memory.
Like, yo, I had a blunt to smoke and then
right?
I forgot.
It's a really complex way of saying we forgot.
Yeah.
Whoops.
We had a lot going on that day. Give us a break.
The bungalow strikes again.
Not only did they bungle it, but next door neighbor, Roderick McKenzie. He was responsible for checking the light from the Isle of Lewis nearby, and he didn't even notice that the light was off for 5 days or more.
Dang.
Yeah, so he didn't even notice.
This guy.
Yeah, he's busy
fired.
Smoking blunts, too. Can't be bothered by lights in the sea.
Hey. Sorry, you guys smoke a lot of blunts. You do your jobs.
Right? Yeah, I was just about to say,
we're
painting these stoners in a very bad
way.
Most likely getting drunk or, you know, doing meth or something.
Yeah, I mean, I smoked weed and did all the dishes today, so.
Good job,
yeah,
Colin.
We get
I'm
it
proud
done.
Of you. We're living there. Doing life stuff.
Doing life stuff. I'm going to light this King Palm.
Light, light, light.
Light, light, light.
That's what we're talking about.
That's true.
The light that went on.
We never mentioned the fourth person who was on leave at this point in time.
Oh, he comes up.
Okay.
Don't you worry.
And he's a known
He's
murderer.
Number one suspect in my book.
Well, he's off island right now, so he's not there. But
so we assume.
But
what I was just about to say, you
he's
know,
not,
so
not there.
We've had two instances of bungling so far.
Mm-hmm.
Worse so, the fourth man named, let's see, I've got his name somewhere, Joseph Moore.
Joey
he
Moore.
Was supposed
or
to.
Less.
Joseph. More or less.
He was supposed to relieve them on December 20th, but rough seas delayed him until December 26th.
Well, that's not his fault.
Yeah, more or less.
It's
yeah.
just worse so in terms of, like, the situation for these guys, you know? There's more
yes.
time even till somebody finds out that they're even missing,
yeah.
you know?
We're just saying that no one's the bungler to blame here, unless you're going to say the sea bungled
them. The sea bungled them.
Sometimes, sometimes you hit traffic.
Yeah, fair enough. You know, we live in Los Angeles. We know this well.
The highways bungled me today.
So this is Joseph Moore right here. You'll see him on our Instagram.
Conniving motherfucker.
He does. He's a snappy dresser. He's got an interesting look on his face.
He looks like the bad villain in like one of those old timey. He's gonna tie him up to the ring.
Yeah. The mustache game among this crew is fierce. They got some seriously on point mustaches.
That's what they're doing with their time. They're like sitting there styling each other's mustaches. Like, oh, check out my pomade. This one makes my mustache do some great stuff.
Let's see, what else? Okay, so when he finally does arrive on December 26th, Captain Jim Harvey brings the fourth attendant, Joseph Moore, and as soon as they arrive, they notice that something's off.
Well, the light's not working.
Yeah, whenever I see a lighthouse with the light off, I'm like,
well, they arrived. They arrived during the day, so. Oh. Sorry, that's a really dry way to respond to your witty, clever remark.
I mean, I don't know how witty or clever it was.
Wow, we laughed. But there's no relief flag flying. So normally when they come, they raise a flag, the relief flag.
And we're ready.
Yeah, exactly.
We're done.
Relieve us, please. And it was typical for the men to come down and greet him.
Mm.
You know, they call it relief because they're literally relieved. They get a new person in the mix, you know. I'm sure after 2 weeks with the same exact dudes all day long. Right.
Jim he's been having the worst night farts. Finally we get rid of this guy.
Somebody lost the ace of hearts from the deck of cards. Can't play fucking cards.
Sure, we rode on one of the jokers, but it's not the same. It's a terrible deck, and I refuse to think otherwise. So once they realized that no relief flag was flying and nobody was waiting for them, they actually sounded the whistle on the boat to be like, hey, anybody here? They shot a flare to hopefully grab the attention of the crew, because I assume it's easier to dock if somebody's there to grab the rope already on land and stuff, whatever.
Mm, yeah.
And they were greeted with silence.
Oh, rude.
No.
This cold is shore. When...
Cold.
This is when Moore is sent ashore.
Like, they just toss him off the boat? We can't figure out the docking thing. We're just going to
shoot the arrow. He wasn't casted ashore.
Presumably they docked at one of the three docking stations.
Well, swim!
All right, boys, get together. We're throwing him onto the land. Heave! Oh! Inside, he found that there was no fire. As soon as he opened the door, it was unlocked. There was no fire inside, and it was damp and cold outside. So you'd keep the fire going all day long. So immediately that was weird. The beds were unused. The clocks were all stopped.
What? Stopped at the same time?
Not exactly.
Hmm.
They were winding clocks, so there's a lot of factors
there. Oh, I see.
And it's hard to determine an exact time.
I was thinking what you were initially thinking, that there was, like, alien or something and everything, like, froze, like, but no.
That makes more sense, yeah. I guess. Yeah.
The lighthouse was in working order, and the morning prep for the light had been done. It was just simply not lit.
They did everything up to the point of turning it on, basically.
Yeah.
Exactly. I don't know if it's gas at this point or if it's still oil, but whatever the case, I assume they filled the canisters and had the wick ready to go and et cetera. So once he did his initial sweep, he reported back what he found to the boat, and Captain Harvey and three volunteers stayed with him so that they could do a more thorough search the next day.
He's like, I'm scared, guys. Don't leave me here alone.
Yeah.
No, you have to sleep in the haunted lighthouse one night. You don't get the treasure.
Basically, they never found any bodies. They did find a little bit more evidence, but overall, the evidence to consider is that all these men are experienced. Ducat was the lead keeper, So, like, all these lighthouse keepers, he's, like, the top one, you know? Mm,
they all have to respond to Ducat.
Exactly. Ducat's the man. You understand? he had lived there for the past 14 months, so he had seen the previous winter season. He was familiar with the weather.
He's the most seasoned.
Yeah. He's the most seasoned, but they were all seasoned.
They all had, like, spices on them, like oregano and nutmeg. I don't know why nutmeg.
Like the secret 23 spices.
The Chinese five spice.
Cardamom.
Sweet spices, savory spices. Star Worcestershire sauce.
I mean, garlic spice, powder.
It's flavor. There's tons of spices in Worcestershire sauce.
That's true.
Don't get me started about Worcestershire sauce.
But all three of these guys are well seasoned. They're not new to the lighthouse game. They know what's going on.
They were on January 2000 or 19 whatever of Lighthouse Digest.
Also to consider, Ducat and MacArthur are both married men. Ducat complained to his wife that Eileen Moore was dangerous and exposed and apparently had to be convinced to stay at this job. Moore said the outside gate was closed around the lighthouse. The fire had not been lit for several days and everything inside was in proper order.
Mm-hmm. Proper order.
At least they didn't leave it in a mess, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
The toilet paper was also overhand versus underhand.
There was a small note saying, thank you for your work. Several different places.
Yes, that's how the patent was written. Yeah. That's how it's operated.
When they searched the island, they found that some of the iron railings of the tramway had started from their foundations and broken in several places, with the box containing the mooring ropes vanished, despite being wedged into a crevice and anchored.
Huh?
So there's a tramway. So there's a tram in order for them to carry supplies from the dock where they get them all the way up to the house of the lighthouse. And there are railings and all this stuff that have been broken in the course of a storm, presumably. And there are also a box of ropes, mooring ropes, that had been wedged into a crevice and anchored there that is just mysteriously gone.
Interesting. The cart is gone too.
The cart's fine. The cart's still there.
Okay.
The dishes inside are washed and put away and
in a proper fashion.
In a proper fashion. And a life buoy had disappeared. But it was, like, they realized that it was just from sea damage. Mm. Despite it being, like, super high up on the island, they still thought that the sea had ripped this buoy off the island.
I mean, that's just their thought. Like, they, something of, you know.
So the buoy would have been where? On?
Washed out to sea.
Oh, okay.
It's missing.
Along with these, like, anchored ropes or whatever?
Yeah. So the men were believed to have gone missing on December 20th based on the clocks and how they were wound and how long they had been sitting, you know, based on the time they actually stopped and everything. And two men's coats were missing, but MacArthur's remained on a peg beside the door. So two men's coats were gone, but the other man's coat was still there inside the lighthouse. So basically that's the whole shebang of, like, what they know and the evidence and et cetera, et cetera.
I mean, I feel like the most common theory would be, like, abduction. Abduction.
Well, I will rattle off the most popular theory.
Aliens.
That's not the most popular.
Actually, aliens makes the list quite a bit. One theory is that on these back stairs that you may have noticed here, they're very treacherous looking.
Yeah, you could fall down that.
Most treacherous, yeah.
Yeah, one theory is that one simply fell in to the sea when they were on the stairs by either rough waters or whatever, and the other two went in trying to rescue that man, and they were all just simply pulled into the sea.
Yeah.
Another is that these men simply bailed. They got on a boat and went to better pastures. They were just like, you know, I'm not feeling the lighthouse life.
Double fingers.
Yes. Who's coming with me? Who's coming with me?
Well, you said they were supposed to leave on the 20th?
No, just one of them would have left on the 20th.
Okay, because I was like, maybe they're like, oh, God, this guy's not here yet. We're not even going to give him, like, the 2 seconds to, like, maybe get here tomorrow. We're out.
Well, the idea being that they just went off and lived some bachelor playboy life or something. Just hopped on a passing boat.
Or maybe all that time together made them realize that their feelings went a little deeper.
Mm. Oh, yeah, they wanted to elope.
Yeah, had to get away from the wives.
Yeah.
A lighthouse is a romantic location. It's highly probable that one could fall in love.
Dinners by the light of the lighthouse.
And then by the same idea that
I'd watch this movie.
I'd watch this movie. This mystery has been made into a movie called The Vanishing, which did pretty well at Cannes. Another theory is that they were taken by pirates or otherwise.
Mm-hmm. I can see that. Pirates.
Pirates or
otherwise.
Or alien pirates. Oh, okay. Or cryptid.
Cryptid pirates.
they don't go up to the lighthouse and like...
take anything.
Yeah, wreck shop or anything. Like, everything was in order, so did the pirates actually clean up after themselves?
To be sure they did plunder first, and then they neatly swept everything back in place.
We've got everything we want.
Yar, we don't need a reputation for being messy. We'll slaughter and we'll kill, but we've got a reputation to be thinking about.
I mean, they are always talking about swabbing decks.
Boys, you swab this lighthouse from top to bottom.
Gotta keep that ship shape.
Another popular theory is that two of the men were killed by one of the others, and then he committed suicide. Whichever way you want to go around that hate triangle. And then there's two more theories, well, a couple more theories, I guess, that they were stolen by the tiny men that we talked about from the 7th century. Or
are we talking tiny men like... what is that with Jack Black, where he goes and he's like, is his name like Oliver or something? But he's like
Gulliver. Like Gulliver's Travels.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, presumably like tiny people, or just like gremlins or something similar.
Or Indian in the cupboard.
Or grays, you know, the typical alien that we see with the big eyes and the gray skin.
They are tiny.
It could be grays. It could be a lot of different things. Another theory is that they were eaten by those giant birds that we talked about.
And then they were regurgitated over a farm.
In Kentucky.
Over a poor housewife just trying
making
to...
making butter.
Just
trying to scrape by.
Just trying to make your goddamn soap.
Or that they were eaten by the seabirds on the island. But being that this is in West Scotland, they could have pissed off some fairies too.
Mm. I don't see any trees. Where are the trees on this island?
Like, it's windswept. It's right on the sea, you know, and it's
like, it just seems like there's like literally nothing on this island but like some grass.
Pretty much. And that's about it. There's some animals, I think. There's like rabbits that were introduced there by the lighthouse keepers themselves. And a lot of seabirds, and that's about it.
You would think they would try to like farm or something to like just help shepherds, shut down.
Shepherds use the islands for their flocks. They'll actually float them across the water when the sea is calm enough. Yeah, and take them over there so that they can graze.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Just tie them up in a little string of sheep. Like they're like a buoy, like when you go to the pool and there's the things between the lanes.
You can watch footage of it. It's really cool. They do it with cattle and sheep and just basically wait for the calmest part of the sea and then swim it. And they get in they either get in a small boat and row next to them, or they like ride their horse across or something like that. It's pretty damn cool. But Eileen Moore was avoided because people were scared of it.
Mm.
Yeah.
I'd love to watch like a Pixar movie or a Disney movie where they follow like the life of a sheep who has to make that journey.
Like just maybe swimming the first, across the ocean.
Yeah, the first time the mom dies, and then it's kind of like it's traumatized to go back in the water. But now that you know they're done
raising,
they
have to go. But with the help of Thumper,
exactly. A fellow small man and a giant bird on the island,
and then a little rabbit.
Yeah.
Maybe like a narwhal like helps him do it, like makes friends with an adorable narwhal.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
That'd have to be like a really big character seabird, you know? He's like, "Ah, hi, I'm Squawky. I never learned to walk right, so I always tumble all over the place." I think we've got something we could pitch.
I think, yeah, we should go. Because pending.
I won't budge on Squawky. Squawky. I'll ride or die by Squawky, okay? If you don't want Squawky, you don't want this movie. We'll go to Netflix right now, buddy.
He's really the heart and soul of the whole
narrative. Kids, get your Squawky dolls.
The whole sequel will be about Squawky.
Yeah.
Be finding Squawky. Story. Yeah.
Squawky's adventure.
Squawky's day out.
It'll be okay.
It'll still make money.
Which is all that really matters. They'll make a series and 6 more movies. A Halloween movie and a Christmas tale.
A musical.
Squawky's Christmas, Squawky's Halloween, Squawky's 4th of July. Why not?
Meet the Squawkies.
Yeah.
Squawky eats some human.
But I guess the most widely accepted theory on this is just the simple explanation that rough seas took them suddenly. This whole area is prone to really rough waters, and the idea being that one of the men who was left in the lighthouse was, you know, at all times somebody had to be in the lighthouse. So the other two men were presumably out, like, securing things for a storm. He saw a big wave, rushed out to warn them, and he was simply too late, and the wave took all 3 of them. But you can see from the pictures when they come back up.
It would be a big-ass wave.
It would be a big-ass wave. And it also seems like even if you were running out, if you thought you had time to warn them and get them back, it seems like you might grab your coat. I don't know.
Not if your time was of the essence.
Yeah, right? Yeah,
you're
going to go
the fuck out.
You're going to go back and grab your coat? Like, somebody's drowning. Like,
safety first. I can catch my death of cold out here.
I'm a little chilly.
I mean, it is weird that he didn't have his coat on. I don't know. That explanation, sure, it makes sense. It just, it's too easy almost.
I mean, big-ass waves do happen.
Yeah, absolutely. And rough seas in general.
And if somebody gets swept off of that, I mean, if like 2 of them got swept off and he's trying to save them and got carried away in the whole mess, it's hard to get those people out, especially, I'm assuming, at night.
Yeah.
Freezing ass fucking cold, December 20th.
Right, and they're in their coats, which are getting soaked in water and very
heavy. They're just getting
dragged down, yeah. I like best the theory that they just like went off on a boat together to live some bitchin' bachelor life. They're like in London still.
Well, I didn't even think about them being lovers until you pointed it out. I like that idea. They're just like
just 3 guys, just a mustache.
Yes, just living their best life now.
Look at them.
They're writing show tunes on the boat and serving quiche. I don't know. I'm trying to think of the gayest foods.
Hey, they also watch football because they're not stereotypes.
Right? I made some quiche.
Don't you know? These guys were paving the way. They were the first gay guys. They had to do the most stereotypical stuff. They were making their stamp on gay culture.
I will say I may be, like, you know, reading into it. But in the picture with the 4 of them and the relief guy, he's looking at the 3 of them like longingly, and so maybe they just didn't like him and they're like, oh, you know, he's coming back, but we're like a good crew, we like each other, we don't really like it. Why don't we just bounce?
I know of this lighthouse in Norway that's hiring. They'll take on 3 guys right now.
Yeah,
I mean, it's possible. In a place that's so steeped by like hauntings and mystical stuff, who's to say?
Has anyone looked in the church?
Has anyone lived in the church?
Looked in the church.
Oh, I'm sure.
They
it's
kept
pretty
out.
Open.
Like, maybe...
No. You're telling me no one's gone in there? Someone's gone in there.
That's the longing look
you're describing. Yeah. You're right. He's heartbroken, like, really. It's coming through.
They hate me just because I have a thing where I have night farts.
This is where the box of ropes would have been. So you can see it's significantly high on the island.
And a wave could come up to there, though.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Presumably a wave could wash over the entire island. You know, if any tsunami or rogue wave could do it.
I think there's a portal inside the church. And then they went into this.
Does this lay on a ley line?
I mean,
they built something there that was religious, which is a big common factor with a lot of things.
From this point forward, let's all just assume it's always on a ley line, okay?
Didn't do that.
I guess I could look at the grid of the ley lines, look this up on a map, and cross the two over. But honestly, if I do that, I'll feel a little bit like a serial killer tracker or something.
Oh, I thought you were just going to be like, I'm too much of a cryptozoologist at that point. Exactly. I'm too deep into it at that point.
See, cryptozoology is a whole different game.
That's a real science.
Yeah. You don't do maps and stuff. You go out in the woods and sit there. That's cryptozoology. That's my version of cryptozoology. I stand by it.
Like to be out in the field.
You know, it's if you're in the car with the air conditioner running, you know, people get it. It's hot. You're still out there doing the work. Finding the big feet.
Camping until you find something.
Speaking of cryptids, this could be a cryptid. This could be any water cryptid that could take 3 men.
The Kraken.
Mm.
Yeah. Seriously. If it's just simply a high tide on the island, it's presumable that the two of them were pulled in. The other guy ran out with a rifle and failed to fight the Kraken.
I mean, there's some people who think, like, mermaids are, like, more evil in the sense. And, like, maybe they went down and, like, saw this and were, like, checking it out. And the mermaids, like, lured them in and, like, now they're food.
I just got wicked deja vu, and maybe it's because I'm about to make more Old Greg references.
It was definitely Old Greg.
Could just be that a funky man fish came and took him to his underwater lair.
They're drinking some Baileys right now.
They got married. They went to a club where people wee on each other.
Having a good old time with their mustaches.
It's Old Greg!
Ducat!
Ducat! Tell us what you think. Hit us up on Facebook. We're going to have a Patreon set up soon. So there's going to be extra bonus footage that you can check out.
Bonus.
We are currently working on the website, getting that retooled and up to date. You can check it out. Meet the crew. We're going to have awesome t-shirts up there soon. Some tie-dye action, hopefully. So check us out. We're the Team of High Mystery. I'm Colin.
I'm Tristan.
I'm Holly.
And I'm Robert.
Thank you so much for listening.
Bye.